This year marks the 250th birthday of the evergreen Jane Austen, whose inventive, inimitable characters and storytelling continue to captivate generations of readers, as well as legions of viewers on screen and on stage. To help celebrate this anniversary, Compass Rose Theater in Annapolis is producing an adaptation of Pride and Prejudice from November 14th through December 14th. Adapted by Emma Whipday, it's directed by Compass Rose Artistic Director Madeline Austen, no relation. She joins us today to talk about the show. Welcome to WBJC.
I'm happy to be here.
When it comes to Austen's work in performance, and I think Pride and Prejudice in particular, we're blessed with a plethora of options. There seems to be kind of a new film every decade or so, and many more for the stage. What drew you to this particular adaptation?
Well, I saw this adaptation done at the American Shakespeare Center in Staunton, Virginia. And I fell in love with it. It was hilarious. And I thought, what a great way to bring Austen to the stage, this beautiful romance story, which is just as funny today as it was then. And I contacted the theater, who put me in touch with Emma, who was actually named after a Jane Austen character. So we started to correspond. And then in June, after directing Little Shop of Horrors, I was asked by Compass Rose to become artistic director. And my first choice to do was Pride and Prejudice. Especially now, it is the celebration of her birthday. At 250 years ago, she was born in December. People are in tough times right now. And I wanted people to come to the theater and spend the holidays with the Bennett family.
You mentioned the hilarity, you mentioned the romance. Of course, it is several times over a romance, but arguably it is also the tale of a family. It's the saga of the sisters, a kind of Regency Little Women. How is the family aspect showing up in your production for you?
That's a great question. I'm one of six girls. So the family dynamics were very, very familiar to me. And that was one of the most crucial parts of doing this production, is bring the audience into their family life immediately. And we do that in the first scene, where you get to meet all the daughters, and the wonderful ensemble I have make such wonderful choices. They know their characters inside and out, so that you immediately sympathize with Mrs. Bennett having to find a husband for five daughters, because the choices were very limited back then. And then you have her relationship with Mr. Bennett, who'd rather just sit and smoke and read a newspaper. So I think the family dynamics will be familiar, especially if you have five sisters like I do.
But one aspect I noted is your production has a fair amount of double casting, in which one actor plays more than one role, which leads to some very interesting combinations. I wondered whether you had discovered any unexpected resonances, juxtapositions, simultaneities from this dimension as you put it on stage.
Well, I know Katie Ray, who plays Mrs. Bennett and Lady Catherine de Bourgh, he finds that they're really the same, at opposite spectrums, but at the same time, they're very familiar in personality. And I thought that was very interesting. I slightly changed things around with some of the characters doubling because of the way it was staged, and they have to transition backstage into these other characters in like 10 seconds. So some of it was just practical. We also double up because economics, because it's a lot of characters, and to be able to double them up and give actors a chance to play two roles rather than one, I think is a wonderful opportunity for performers in the area. There's so much great local talent here.
Easy to overlook in her gentle, wry humor, but nothing is more Austenian than the austerity of economic necessity. This is what that family and her characters are constantly struggling in the midst. Her examination of class at both ends, but all along the spectrum, but also the necessity, the requirements that you are put to. So it seems very apt that you would find yourself within those constraints, but also exploring the opportunities it provides you.
There's a wonderful line that Emma kept, and it's a scene where Jane and Lizzie are together in the Bennet household, and Lydia comes back with her husband, Wickham, and she's very young. I mean, she's in her teens, and she mourns. She half-heartedly mourns that poor Jane is 2 and 20 or 3 and 20. She's in her 20s and will never find a husband. So there was an urgency about that. Mrs. Bennet is right, because the property is entailed to Mr. Collins. But you have a heroine, Lizzie, who will not marry because of that. She marries for love, and it's risky, but she finds someone that she does love and who sees in her, doesn't care eventually about society's rules, about your past or where you are, what class you are, and how wealthy you are, and whether or not you're a landowner or not. And also, you know, for Darcy to choose Lizzie, knowing that this scandal existed, it really, really shows his love, deep, deep love for her. And you see her gradual love for him grow deeper and deeper because of his acceptance and kindness. And what's important? It's important that you can live with someone that you can respect.
And back to the idea of family, I think it's poignant that for both of them, it means recognizing that in marrying someone, you also marry their family, right? He's marrying their Bennet family, and she's also sort of letting him into the whole Bennet family.
And poor Lizzie's going to have Lady Catherine de Bourgh as her aunt.
Not for long, let's hope. The Bennet family in all that glory and frailty will appear in Compass Rose Theatre's production of Pride and Prejudice from November 14th through December 14th. More details are at compassrosetheatre.org. Thank you to my guest, Artistic Director Madeline Austin, for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was lovely.